Yo, this is G Love, and you're listening to Mo Train's Tracks.
Don't kiss and don't care. You gonna get yourself in trouble. Your true love will leave you. You did wrong, that's why she said so long. Cooling out, waiting for my lady. Got the special sauce, that's why she's my baby. My baby, and of course I'll do anything for her. Anything she wants to show her, honey, show her, girl, I saw her mouth.
And I know now, girl, that I love ya. And I'll tell you, babe, if I could. But I'm leaving in the morning for a year-long tour, and I won't be back in your neighborhood. So, la 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 la, whoa, la 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 la, la 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 la, won't you holler sometime?
Make you mad, like going out late to dinner with your business friends, or being out late night with the fellas at the club, or the time I forget your birthday at the studio. And I will try to be a little more sensitive, cause I love you, baby boo-boo, and I need a place to live. I can't go back to Jersey,
I ain't going back.
I can't go back to Jersey,
I ain't going back.
I can't go back to Jersey,
I ain't going back.
Hey, yo, why you back to back? You gotta do me like that. Yo, I can't go back to Jersey.
When you think about Philadelphia, you think about a few things. Philly cheesesteaks, the Eagles, the Flyers, the Phillies. And when you think about music from Philly, you think about G-Love. Mo Train Tracks Podcast had the chance to sit down with G-Love backstage at Lollapalooza in Chicago, Illinois, where we talked about his music, the advent of the hip-hop blues, the Summer Haze tour with Slightly Stupid, G-Love and Special Sauce and Ozo Motley, and even a bit about Philly. Make sure you go check out the Summer Haze tour when they hit your area. So here's the Mo Train Tracks interview with G-Love at Lollapalooza.
G, what's up, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm Mo.
Hi, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Philly meets Philly.
Really?
Yeah, man. Well, from the burbs. Definitely been listening to your music for a long time.
Thanks.
It's finally good to meet you. Got your new DVD out, right?
Yeah.
What, it was released this week, right?
Yep, just came out. It's called A Year and a Year Night with G-Love and Special Sauce. It's really cool. It's like definitely like an in-depth look at the band on the run, you know, like a band on the grind, because we've been grinding it out for like 14 years, so.
You're always touring, right?
Yeah, yeah. We do like 150 to 250 shows a year, and so that's a lot of time in the bus, and as we did 8 years in a van to start out, so definitely.
A bus is nice.
Yeah, bus is great. Definitely seen this whole country, man.
Yeah. I'm really noticing a progression in your music, but then again, recently it seems like you're going almost back to your roots. Tell me about the beginning of G-Love and the hip-hop blues.
Okay. You know, I grew up listening to hip-hop just like any other kid, you know, like Beastie Boys and LL Cool J and Run DMC and, you know, like a whole lot of other stuff too. And I was like, grew up in Philly, which had a pretty strong hip-hop culture. So, you know, we were getting in trouble and like writing graffiti and breakdancing and skateboarding and do all this kind of like city stuff. And
yeah.
Playing basketball. So that was like one side of me. And then the other side of me was I had played acoustic guitar since I was 8 years old. I got really into the blues, the Delta blues, when I was in high school. I was always kind of searching for something original. And when I found a Delta blues, that was like no other kid in my high school was playing the Delta blues. I had something, you know, that was making me stand out from the crowd, which I think is like really important, you know. Now, basically one night I was a street musician and I just was shucking on the guitar and I started rapping Eric B and Rakim, Paid in Full.
Paid in Full? Yeah. There you go.
And then I was like, oh, that was something. And then I wrote my first rhyme like that week, and then I was like, okay, you know, I can do this. And I felt like, you know, it was real. It was like a real expression for me. And also at the time of the early 90s, like that was kind of when hip hop was at its peak, you know, like the late 80s, early 90s. So that was what I was listening to.
Right. Well, you play a lot of improvised chords, don't you? A lot of the blues chords, not the real standard chords.
I basically like got a lot of my chords from, I would try to learn like a Lightning Hopkins record or a Muddy Waters or Robert Johnson or whoever blues, you know. There wasn't like, you could Google Robert Johnson tablature and when I was in high school, so you had to learn that shit off the record. You know, you don't know what tuning he's in. Or,
right.
So you have to make up these weird chords to try and find the sound that he's getting. And so I had all his cool chords. So I'd always make these chords, and then I'd just be like, oh, that's cool. And then I'd make a song with them, you know?
Well, you're saying you're always performing. Do you think the live performance is the way to hear your music?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, you know, we love playing live, and that's what it's always been about for us, you know, being in front of people. And
your albums are recorded a lot live, aren't they?
Yeah, well, we do. We record in studio live, you know, and you can get something different on a record than you can get live. It's all about what you like to listen to, you know, like, I mean, certainly there's nothing that beats Slightly Stupid's just going on.
Yeah.
Nothing beats, like, but, you know, there's also nothing, to me, like, I'd rather listen to a record than a live recording.
Yeah.
Except so my new live recording, which comes with my DVD.
That's right. Explain, everything's a hustle. I heard you say that one time. You said that everything is a hustle. That's definitely Philly style. The streets. You used to play a lot in South Street, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. I think I saw you actually a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Explain everything's a hustle.
Oh, you know, I mean, it might not be the most positive outlook on life, but I mean, you know, like, I think people are inevitably selfish, you know, so it's like you got to hustle for everything you get, and you got to realize that people will most likely want to get something out of you. So, you know, you got to make sure you don't get hustled. And everything's a hustle, like whether it's the music business or your job. To get a job, it's a hustle to practice your guitar and get good enough to play, but you gotta hustle to get that gig, man. You know, and then once you get on stage, you gotta let it be about the music, but the music business is all about the hustle, you know? And then everything's a hustle but love, you know? Like, so when it's real love, you know, neither party is trying to, like, get up on each other. And it could be love for music or love for a person or whatever,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that seems like the mentality of independent music these days.
Yeah.
People, they're taking back the power from the labels and doing their own thing more, so I guess it's the hustle to take back that power.
Yeah.
The question is, Pat's, Gino's, Jim's, or a big old slice of Lorenzo's pizza?
Jim's and a slice of Lorenzo's pizza.
With or without? Or without, excuse me.
Well, no, I get provolone. Provolone, onions, hot peppers on the side.
What the hell is going on with Philly sports these days? Are we ever going to win something? Is McNabb going to stay healthy?
I don't know.
Ryan Howard going to do something?
Like, we'll see what happens, but I just moved up to Boston because my kid's up there, and they just got Kevin Garnett, and I'm like, we just got rid of AI. So.
Yep. It's like, my co-host said to say to you that he loves your music, but Charles Barkley doesn't beat Larry Bird.
No, but we said Charles Barkley dissed Larry Bird.
That was okay.
Basically like, well, Dr. J and Charles Barkley had Dr. J and Larry Bird had a fist fight. But I think at the time, like, Charles Barkley had dissed Larry Bird somehow, like, on a microphone. I don't know what. Yeah.
All right, one last thing. You always give love to Philly.
Yeah.
How's Philly been treating you?
Well, you know, Philly's like a hard love. Philly has hard love. They show kind of hard love, I think. But, you know, that's where I was born and raised, and that's where my studio is, and I still live there part-time. And, you know, Philly's a great city, and Philly shows its love, man. You know, we sold out 2 electric factories last year.
There you go.
And this summer we're doing the Festival Pier, so I got to say it's still one of our best cities to play, and... You know, it always means a lot to come home.
We'll be bringing a crew to the Festival Pier to see you guys.
Okay, cool.
And good luck on your tour.
Thanks.
We'll see you then. All thanks right. A lot, man. Appreciate,
cool. Appreciate
it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Motrain's Tracks. Music. Entertainment. Interviews. Parties. Be a part of the Motrain's Tracks takeover. More information at themotrain.com. You know you want to be a part of it.